Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
We want you to scare us with the creepiest hauntings you've experienced.
This stresses me out so much.
Because it's a real thing, Holly. It happens. So
Does it?
Well, let's find out. Brittany from Brandon, tell us about your scary haunting experience.
Okay, so my oldest daughter has always been kind of on the shy, weird side. Always had like that imaginary friend that every kid has. One morning, she was in my bedroom and she started screaming and she said, "Stop, you're scaring me, stop." And so I ran into the room to see what was wrong and she was bawling and I picked her up and I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "That little girl in the mirror is scaring me." And so I pointed at like her reflection and I was like, "That little girl?" And she pointed down and she said, "No, that little girl with the triangle eyes and the black dress."
Oh my gosh.
How old was she at the time?
At the time, I think she was 3.
Oh my gosh.
And now she's 6 and she still has this imaginary friend, but she will not tell me who it is, what their name is, and she's always very secretive with her imaginary friend.
You know what's really scary? There was a TV show last year on ABC, sort of about something similar where little kids were able to see this imaginary friend, and it turned out to be like an alien who came in through little kids and tried to like shut down society.
What in the world? We have gone off the rails.
Yeah, no, it was a TV show last year, and the person's name was Drill.
What show was that?
I don't remember what it was called, but that, like, you just sent shivers down my spine because that's exactly how it happened in the TV show.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I hope Drill is not a real thing and is not here coming to take us out.
I know, me neither. But I'd rather be an alien than like a demon. So.
I think I would too. I would too.
Brittany, thank you so much for your phone call.
Of course. Thank you guys.
Let's go to Maggie in Plant City. Tell us about your haunting experience.
When I was 10, my sister and I shared a room. And as I was sleeping, I woke up one night and something just told me to wake up. So I woke up, looked around, and at the foot of my sister's bed, there was a lady standing there, and I automatically started freaking out because I didn't know who the hell she was. Then I described her to my parents and said this is what really happened. You know, she was there. They started looking at me like I was crazy. I asked what was the matter, and I had described my dead grandmother that I had never met.
Oh,
grandma just coming to check on y'all.
Oh,
that's insane.
Oh, that just sent shivers down my spine.
It was crazy because I had never even seen a picture of her.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a picture. It was her in her younger years.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
It was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Maggie. We appreciate it, I think.
No problem.
All right. All right. Let's go to our last story. Stephanie from Tampa. Tell us about the haunting experience you experienced.
So in high school, my friends and I used to break into an abandoned insane asylum, and so we would always break in, and one time my friend Josh was like, "Did you just say something to me?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Well, I swear somebody just went in my ear and was like, 'Get out.'"
Oh gosh.
And then we were like upstairs where they used to like clamp people into like the bathtubs to bathe them. And we were all in the same room, and all of a sudden there was a door slammed, like, all the way down, like, the hallway.
Oh.
Don't go breaking in empty insane asylums. Have you seen any movie ever?
Seriously, like, that's how people die.
Oh, my goodness. That's creepy.
Please tell me you all stopped doing
this. I
ran
so fast. Yeah, that was the last time I went in there. My friends wanted to go after. I would not...
That's how people die.
Yes.
See, every group of friends needs someone like Holly and I to be like, "You're dumb, you're going to die.
You're going to die, bye. I'm waiting out here while y'all die.
Die dead, bye."